Far-left squad member Jamal Bowman down double digits in primary. By Hannah Knudsen on April 4, 2024. Far-left squad member Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, is down double digits in his primary race, according to a poll first obtained by the New York Post. Bowman, who has the backing of fellow squad members Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Cori Bush, DMO, and Ilhan Omar, DMN, is facing off against primary challenger Westchester County Executive George Latimer. Latimer is backed by State Senator Shelley Meyer as well as the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, Jewish Democratic Council of America, and Democratic Majority for Israel PAC. The latest poll of the race between the two found the incumbent at a great disadvantage, trailing his opponent by 17 points in the Democrat primary. According to the survey, 52% of Democrat primary voters support Latimer in the 16th congressional district race. More via the New York Post. Among Democrats who voted in at least three of the last four primaries, Latimer's lead grows to 21 percentage points. 56% to 35%, according to the survey conducted by veteran Democratic pollster Mark Melman for the pro-Latimer Democratic Majority for Israel. Among Democrats who say they know both Latimer and Bowman, 76% of the primary electorate Latimer's lead expands even further to 26 points, 60% to 34%. In October, Bowman pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for falsely pulling a fire alarm in a congressional office building as his colleagues prepared to vote on a government funding measure. His plea deal involved a $1,000 fine and an apology to Capitol Police. Related, House votes to censure Representative Jamal Bowman over pulling fire alarm during vote. He has since continued to espouse anti-Israel views and only recently opted to walk back claims that rapes committed by Hamas terrorists were nothing more than Israeli propaganda. Related Bowman, Israel is guilty of mass murder. River to the Sea is seen as genocidal. Anti-Semitism in Congress is from GOP. In January, Bowman proposed a $14 trillion reparations plan for the enslavement of Africans and its lasting harm on the lives of millions of black people in the United States, asserting that the government can invest the same way in reparations without raising taxes on anyone.